Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent-a-state company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
CBS Tonight.
The Cubs are now tied a game apiece in the NLDS. Keep it right here to listen to every exciting Cubs playoff game and the best recap and analysis of the series.
And don't miss Pat and Ron's hometown call of Game 3. Our pregame coverage starts today at 2.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score. Official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves roster features five players who have won college tournament championships. Be there Saturday for the home opener at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
If he could just get out there and get into that rhythm, that 92-93, not trying to throw 94-95, spotting it up, that kind of rhythm, he has a really good chance to pitch as well as you saw him.
That is Cubs skipper Joe Maddon talking about his starting pitcher for today, Jose Quintana. Game 3 of the NLDS pregame coming up in 1 hour here on 670 The Score. The Cubs face the Nats once again. It'll be Quintana's first career postseason appearance. Lineup-wise, a couple of changes from Game 2. John Jay takes over in center. He'll lead off. Javi Baez on the bench as Ben Zobrist starts at second base and hits fifth. And Kyle Schwarber back in left field today, hitting six. Three other playoff games as well today in baseball. Houston leading Boston 2-1, top of the second inning at Fenway. Cleveland in the Bronx facing the Yankees tonight. And later than that, Arizona hosts Los Angeles as the Diamondbacks try to avoid a sweep. Football, a big game tonight at Soldier Field as Mitchell Trubisky makes his NFL debut as the Bears host the Vikings. Elsewhere in the league, Texans defensive end J.J. Watt out for the season with a broken leg. And Giants wideout Odell Beckham Jr. needs surgery this week for a broken ankle. Finally, in hockey, the Blackhawks will try to stay undefeated early in their campaign as they head up to Toronto tonight to take on the Maple Leafs. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. And if you're searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Next Cubs game on The Score is today at 2 when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 3 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
How do?
Fun show today on an amazingly fun Chicago sports day. Spiegel and Parkins live at the park at Wrigley. We'll talk to Dan Bernstein back in the studio in just a minute. Rich Wyatt and Dan Porroy are fantastic engineers out here. Rick Camp, Jay Zawoski, Brian Gertz doing a great job having the Facebook Live stream up from the park at Wrigley. You heard Joe Maddon earlier. Our guests, Chris Carter, Rich Campbell, and Jeff Passan. I'll be walking around with the sandwich board to pay off the bet after we're done with transition before going into the Cubs game and then taking the red line to go to Soldier Field. Mark Grody will be back at the park at Wrigley for Cubs pregame starting at 2. But for now, we talk to Dan Bernstein of Bernstein and Goff. How's it going, Dan?
Great, guys. It sounds like you had a terrific time out there, but you just ruined my ears with your musical stylings. Speaks, as always, is in fine form, but man, I don't know why you do it to us. You make Shepkowski sound like Pavarotti.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good, but hopefully it's funny to 65% or more of the audience.
I think the Shepkowski
remained alive. Left standing after that.
It's a battle of attrition, Dan. If you can't handle the songs, then get the hell out of here. We don't want you anyway.
Which is your favorite, Dan? Because I could perform them live for you if you would like.
No,
we could maybe burn a CD for you.
No, get it burn. On yes, the burn is good.
Burn is good.
Just stop and burn, and everything's fine. And it's funny, Dan, that we are. I know you were talking earlier about the size of the day, the sort of sports footprint of the day.
Yeah.
And on one hit, look, I get it. Obviously, I get it. You know, the hallways are buzzing here, and there's a lot going on with these two events in the city. But I also look at it from another perspective. This is a town that went through a World Series run last year. This is also a town that supposedly is proud of a football team that goes back a century. This is a divisional playoff game, and which should be somewhat, you know, quotidian at this point. Not to mention, it's a bad football team that is changing quarterbacks only because they had to do so grudgingly. So, it's big, but it's not earth-shaking.
Can't take the fun out of today, but I love that you're trying.
No, it's not. I'm just trying to keep it in perspective, trying to be honest about it, because it's a divisional playoff game.
It's a franchise quarterback that has been drafted.
Maybe.
That part of it makes the actual, like, who's playing in the football game completely irrelevant.
Well, we're going to talk about that once we get the show started, because there is a burden on sports fans today, especially fans who are going to be consuming both games, because we're working at completely different time horizons, and it's going to take some discipline to not be a complete idiot today if you're going to watch both games, especially if the Cubs lose, because there's going to be all kinds of feelings and energy that are going to be misplaced on poor Mitch Trubisky because people are unhappy about the Cubs.
Yeah, maybe by texters and callers and like the reactionary people at 140 characters at a time.
Yep.
But like, no,
that's where we live.
Only if we choose to. Like the reality of the situation is obviously it's not the biggest sports day in Chicago history. Not even close. I mean, we had one bigger in November when the Cubs, I don't know what it was, won the World Series. So like, obviously it's not the biggest day.
It's the uniqueness.
It's unique.
I just want our standards to remain high, because in a major city that has won championships and hopes to have a football team is halfway decent, it seems like we're fluffing up an interesting day for a bad football team.
Here's why I disagree with you, because it presents hope on both sides of it, right? The Cubs, the hope is the dynasty and the repeat and all of that. And if you lose today, you are operating significantly behind the eight ball. And for the Bears, literally, they've never had a day like this in franchise history. Literally never before.
Well, I remember the day. They drafted Cade McNown, what, ninth overall? 15th,
right.
Whatever he was,
and he wasn't the first quarterback taken, and so this is
he was still their choice in what was considered a historically deep year for quarterbacks, and he was a complete disaster.
Complete disaster, but as you know, Cade McNown has nothing to do with Mitch Trubisky.
I'm not trying to say. I'm just saying we've been through this before.
No, of course, and we've been through a Cubs playoff run before, but this is for, hopefully, the next championship in Chicago with the Cubs. Not this game, but win this one and it helps in your quest for 11. All games are big when, you know, the sample size of baseball gets whittled down. And then the first quarterback taken, traded up to get him. In this passing league, with Aaron Rodgers in this division, with this general manager staking his claim to the quarterback, and he's ahead of schedule. Like, there is hope on both the Cubs for a championship and the Bears that they have a championship caliber quarterback.
There are bigger games
and bigger days.
Yeah.
But in terms of hope, this is a pretty big day for hope.
I guess. I'm not prone to it, which is part of my problem.
fair enough.
I'm just not fun to be, because I've said it before. In Bears seasons, all quarterbacks play. Which means at some point Mr. Trubisky is gonna have an anvil fall on his head, because that's what happens in the NFL. Your foot falls off.
But Dan, you are absolutely smart enough to know that is correlation, not causation. It's not because they are Bears quarterbacks that they get hurt.
No,
it is just a horrible string of luck and bad quarterback play.
It's everywhere in the league, though. I mean, if you just look around at the injuries every week, it's just a guy steps wrong and his leg breaks. And it's very hard to get hopeful about an individual NFL player, because of, especially one as important as a quarterback, because of the likelihood of something awful happening to him.
So, are you going to watch, or should I just let you know when he gets hurt? What would you like?
Oh, I watch every. You know, I'm a complete Bears meatball. I'm going to sit there throwing things at the television.
Well, I mean, we can just let you know if you want, and like, and just keep the expectations really low, because then you're sure not to be disappointed.
Well,
I'm
not really capable of being disappointed at this point. It's not a like a coping mechanism. Like some people like avoid hope because they don't want to be let down. I'm past that. It's not really. I wouldn't feel really let down at all. I just try to be real about it.
No, I get it, but to me, there's not much faking.
Hub, by the way? Is this Hub?
No, it's Dan Bernstein.
But see, that's why Hub, and long an acquired taste, I've really sort of aged into a deep appreciation of the stylings of Hub Arkin.
Yeah, not my cup of tea. It shouldn't be hard to have optimism for Mitch Trubisky or a team that's coming off of a World Series,
Danny,
though, Dan.
Don't.
No,
just stop.
There's nothing.
Stop
not,
your optimism. Stop it. Don't use logic to get to the optimistic place.
No, I'm not decrying optimism at all. I think people should feel however they want to feel. I just think that when we look at what this really is, I mean, the Bears are so far away.
Yeah,
and
they
so moribund. You know, we don't even know who's going to be coaching this team next year.
I disagree. Wait a minute. If Mitch Trubisky is good, they're not that far away.
They're closer, but it's going to take a while to find out if he's good, though.
I agree with that, and I understand that this comp isn't perfect because he's Aaron freaking Rodgers, but Aaron Rodgers can hang 30 behind a center and four guards on his offensive line and a receiver playing running back, and you can't name three guys on the defense.
And look what Devontae Adams has turned into.
The hope is that Trubisky is great eventually, right? And if he's great in the NFL, you have a chance every single year with a great quarterback. And I have no idea if he'll be great, and the Bears' history suggests that he won't, and obviously they have problems everywhere on the roster. But man, quarterback goes a long way to putting lipstick on a pig of an NFL roster if you get great quarterback play.
I'm looking forward to him because he appears ready for the moment. I will say that about him. And when I watched him in the preseason, it is clear that there were times when I was saying to myself, that's what it looks like. That's what it's supposed to look like. When the ball comes out of his hand, when he changes his launch point, when he keeps a play alive, there were all kinds of reasons to be tantalized by him. We're going to have to really make sure we're on top of the sports fan gear shift today because of the difference in the urgency, the suddenness of what the Cubs are doing. This is urgent. This is significant. For the Bears game, it is just the beginning of something.
Yeah, that should be a much more relaxing watch this evening. This has the potential to get awfully tense in the midst as Max Scherzer is, you know, theoretically mowing people down. And if you get into the Cubs bullpen, you'll have decisions to debate and all that stuff, and there ain't nothing like baseball tension. So
no, ask Joe Girardi about that, right? There was so much going on, and then that game yesterday, and all of the games on yesterday that we're able to see, if you're flipping finger is good enough, or you got enough televisions, that this is that time of year where you always feel like you're missing something.
Either, Joe Girardi's explanation for Friday night
it was awful.
Is one of the worst I've ever heard offered from a coach, college or pro.
It was awful. And I thought that there's several writers, Jeff Passan notably, but several writers, Joel Sherman also. I mean, point by point.
And Sherman is so close and has been there for the entirety of the era. And to get this far into your tenure and still think you need to do that is such a disappointment. Listen to Terry Francona talk. You know, that's a dude who has realized what he can and cannot do, controls what he can, and is willing to say if he screwed up or something. It's like, I wish more human beings would just freaking relax and let themselves be imperfect. It's okay.
And I mean, you make fun of me for like trying to have like relentless logic. Cost benefit. Cost is apparently 2 minutes while a replay is going on for the pitcher to get, quote, out of rhythm.
No,
is you get out of the inning with the bases loaded.
Yeah, but the issue there is that Girardi is a slow tempo manager who encourages his catchers to walk out. I don't buy the pitching rhythm argument, especially and everything he said. Everybody, I'm a former catcher. Well, listen to your catcher.
Right. And it all goes to this. They had two challenges. It's the sixth inning. Who cares if you don't even know for sure? You've got one player telling you do it.
Yeah, it was baffling.
It was too bad because I like Joe. and he's. You always think that there's a level of trust there, that a mistake that big and that obvious isn't going to happen. But sometimes they're the most methodical, most prepared guys, as he is. And I think it was Sherman who wrote this, that he always will write down scenarios, but baseball will find a scenario for you that you didn't consider. Something will happen where you just have to be present in the moment, and he wasn't.
We are going to go onto Facebook Live a little bit later and do some Spiegel and Parkins overtime, and then I'll be following Danny around as he
pays off a bet
and wears the sandwich board for an hour around Wrigley Field today.
Which is a sandwich board that says what?
It's the Spiegel and Parkins billboard, okay. You know, the advertising budget. But Dan, I mean, I know you said, you know, the big day, the past, the present, the future. It's just like, it's been my dream, you know, to talk sports in Chicago on The Score, and this is a great day, even if you're going to rain on the parade a little bit coming up in the next 45 minutes.
That's not what we're going to do in the next 40. I want to talk about this, the idea of how these two games and their vastly different outcome horizons have a way of bending time in our minds, and we have to be. It's not going to be easy to be a fan of both teams today unless you got a lot of self control. And I know sports fans are generally not known for
It's not
generally what we're good at. But
some people come to it for that abandonment of self control.
But
right. There's no real cost of like, oh man, I had an overreactionary moment to Mitch Trubisky's debut.
It's a safe place to overreact.
Yeah, I just think it could potentially be really unfair to Mitchell Trubisky because he needn't bear any burden of Cubs angst that will exist if we get a Jose Quintana first inning meltdown.
Don't worry, they're both winning today. It's going to be fine.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're both winning today. You can bet on it if you want. I can put the bet in for you if you want. But enjoy your next 45 minutes. I'm going to cap off this bucket list day for me and my career and my fandom in Chicago by wearing a sandwich board.
Perfect, just as you envisioned it, right?
Yeah, just as I envisioned.
Yes,
I
thought you.
And it's going to be the most emotional part of the day.
It's going to be incredible. Have fun, Dan. We'll see you soon.
You too. Enjoy.
Bernstein and Goff on The Score.
The Cubs and Nationals are all tied up at one game apiece in the NLDS. Game 3 is today.
Don't miss Pat Ron's hometown call. Pre-game coverage starts at 2
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW, people who get it.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. If you are playing the Green Bay Packers, there is one rule that is an absolute. Do not give Aaron Rodgers the football late in a one-score game. If you do, you will lose, period. Rodgers did it again Sunday. When the Dallas Cowboys took a 31-28 lead with 1:13 left, everyone in the stadium and watching on TV knew that Rodgers had the Cowboys right where he wanted them. Rodgers calmly took the Packers 75 yards in 62 seconds. He did it with Jordy Nelson on the sideline. He did it by scrambling for 18 yards on a critical third down play, and then by throwing a perfect pass to Devontae Adams, who was in concussion protocol 10 days ago, for the winning score. Rodgers has been doing this regularly for 10 years now. He's already a Hall of Famer. Before he's done, he might be in the conversation for best ever. I'm John Feinstein.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than 2 times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with Performance Starter Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 10/22/17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Things you shouldn't try to do yourself. Electrical work. Tree removal. Plumbing. renting your house.
I'm moving right now, but no background checks, okay?
There's a better way to rent your home, and it's called Renter's Warehouse. We invented the whole concept of rent-a-state. Perfect pricing, full-blast marketing, quality tenant matching, 24/7 property management, a whole team of professional landlords who get the job done faster and better. We handle the paperwork, collect the rent, answer those 3 a.m. phone calls, and find quality tenants in just 2 weeks. That's over three times faster than most people can do it on their own. And hey, are you telling me you could write a catchy jingle like this?
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. RentersWarehouse.com.
Say goodbye to DIY. Get a free rental price analysis at RentersWarehouse.com. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Say, are you a single person on the dating scene? Well, join the club, man. Plenty of people out there are single and loving it. But what if you don't wish to remain single? Don't worry. Love will surely find you. It might happen at, oh, let's just say, a baseball game. There you are in the stands, having a beer and a Frankfurter and rooting for your home team. Suddenly, a gorgeous person of the opposite sex approaches you and asks if you're in her seat. You compare tickets, and somehow you've both been issued the same one. Management feels terrible and immediately moves you together to a private box. There you fall madly in love, and your team wins the World Series, and you catch the winning home run on your wedding day. Or you could call the dating experts at It's Just Lunch. Your It's Just Lunch matchmaker will personally set you up on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. The smarter way to date.
Call or text 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call local GEICO agent Tim Calcagno for help with auto, home, and identity theft insurance. Tim and his team would love to help you. 630-671-0600. The Score and Great Clips have teamed up to find the next fantasy football expert for the 2017 season. So this season, make sure to tune into The Score each Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. for all your fantasy updates, news, and tips on the Great Clips Fantasy Football Show, hosted by Joe Ostrowski and this year's expert, the 2017 Great Clips Fantasy Football Expert, brought to you by Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
Hi, it's Evie.
And David from The Little Guys, the technology specialist in Mokena. Our moving sale is now entering its final days.
Next Saturday, the 14th of October, is our final day of the moving sale. So we have deep discounted everything in the store. You can save up to 75%.
Take advantage of some crazy pricing on all of the furniture on display. Credenzas, coffee tables, sofa tables, shelving units, and home theater seating all on sale.
Everything in the entire store on display, including receivers, turntables, cables, headphones, TVs, projection screens, and speakers, have all been drastically reduced.
Save on the best brands in the business, including Klipsch, Golden Ear, SVS, Sony, Salamander, BDI,
Integra, Macintosh, and AudioQuest are just some of the brands on sale.
Best of all, you can trust the Little Guys to professionally install anything you buy.
It's the final days of the Little Guys moving sale at 191st in LaGrange in Mokena, where Mokena meets I-80.
And check out our website for details on our next move at thelittleguys.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
And quality standards apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for their upcoming open house.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
It's showtime, folks.
On 670 The Score.
Good afternoon. Just want to remind everybody that it's Columbus Day. All those of you that know Italians and like Italians are the people that might venture onto a ship and travel to explore and find new lands. This is your day. So it's not St. Patty's Day. That's a different day entirely.
Yeah, the problem was that part of that journey also involves a lot of murder. So, I mean, that's fine. You can get on a ship and do a bunch of things, but you've got, as Vox.com put it, he was a homicidal tyrant who initiated the two greatest crimes in the history of the Western Hemisphere, the Atlantic slave trade and the Native American genocide. So, if that's your cup of tea, then by all means, celebrate forever and a day, and enjoy your happy Columbus Day. The Bernstein and Goff Show, I'm flying solo today, and I will be here up until 2 o'clock, and then we'll get out of your way for the extended Cubs pregame as they look to hold off Max Scherzer and retake the upper hand in a series against the Nationals. It looked like it was going their way until all of a sudden things just went sideways on one of the worst pitches I can remember being thrown in the playoffs by one C.J. Edwards. But they've got a chance to redeem themselves today with Jose Quintana on the mound. This segment is brought to you by Amazon. Your chance to start earning money begins now. Extra money. Apply to be a part-time associate in Crest Hill at Amazon.com/JolietJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. You can email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting and occasionally a wayward sext or an intended sext sometimes to 67011. The text line is brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text or sext, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Bernstein_Goff. You can find me individually on Twitter at Dan_Bernstein. We have at Bernstein Goff Show on Instagram. BernsteinandGoffShow.com is the website for podcasts. You can like the 670 The Score page to interact with the show. We also have our video stream that's on Watch670TheScore.com and Facebook Live. It's directed by Brian Gertsch.
I have a crystal ball now because one of the psychics in the Twin Cities gave me one, but I didn't bring it down here with me.
How's it working?
Well, it's a lot. It's involved, in depth.
Is that your story? The one I actually did?
Yeah. Ruth Lordan. I'm afraid to look into it sometimes. I see an ugly face looking back.
The hell? Who's that? Mike Zimmer. Okay. Well, he's happy to be seeing anything right now, right? I mean, he's had like 15 eye surgeries or something like that. I mean, that's interesting stuff from him. The producer's Nick Shepkowski.
There's Greg Bird.
Swung on, there it goes. Deep right. It is high. It is far. It is gone. It's bye-bye Birdie in the right field seat. There he is, the Birdman of New York. And the Yankees take a 1-0 lead.
Hey. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
Hey, babe. Miss you. Thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go? There's those big grains falling, but I miss you. I miss you a lot. What do you think? Crazy? No, babe. It's going to be a while before we can do this again. Because I know you're going to keep that baby. When I do it, I think about how much I miss you, how high we got together, how much fun it was. So much fun. Last little bit before I go to my meeting. think? I think not. I wish I was looking at this.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
That is offensive line coach of the Miami Dolphins, Chris Forster. Chris is going into rehab, I believe, and will be on indefinite leave from his position because apparently that was at his desk in the Miami Dolphins offices doing line after line of cocaine on video while sending a love note to his stripper girlfriend. Nicely done, Chris Forster. Sound reasoning, sound judgment. Wow. Wow. Okay, hey, you know, whatever blows your hair back, man. You...
It'll be a while before we can do this again.
Yes,
I know you're going to keep that baby.
Okay, so he's saying that she can't party because she wants to keep the baby. That's fun times in the Miami football offices. Nice.
Army's going to get me a Z-pack.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves roster features five players who have won college tournament championships. Be there Saturday for the home opener at Allstate Arena. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. It is almost time for Cubs and Nationals. Game three. Game three of the NLDS coming up. Pre-game starts in just under 30 minutes here on The Score. A few lineup changes from Game 2. John Jay will play center field and lead off. Javi Baez on the bench as Ben Zobrist starts at second base and hits fifth. And Kyle Schwarber will play left field and hit sixth this afternoon. Jose Quintana will start for the Cubs, making his postseason debut. Nationals have their ace Max Scherzer on the hill. Three other playoff games today in Major League Baseball. Houston currently leading Boston 2-1, top of the third inning at Fenway. Cleveland in the Bronx at 6 o'clock tonight to face the Yankees. And the late game sees Arizona hosting Los Angeles as the Diamondbacks try to avoid elimination. Football, a big game at Soldier Field tonight as Mitchell Trubisky will make his NFL debut as the Bears host the Vikings. Elsewhere in the NFL, Texans defensive end J.J. Watt out for the season with a broken leg, and Giants wideout Odell Beckham Jr. broke his ankle yesterday. He needs surgery, no timetable yet for his return. Finally, in hockey, the Blackhawks will try to stay undefeated early in their campaign as they head up to Toronto to take on the Maple Leafs. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rogers and Hollins. Rogers and Hollins are Chicago's jeweler for over 100 years, and they know a thing or two about making memories. They offer an amazing selection of fine jewelry and unbeatable protection plans to help you start your story and forever remember your moment. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. If you're searching for a solution to your damp and musty crawl space, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. And breaking news on The Score brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit rosenhyundai.com. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk in the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is at 2 o'clock when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 3 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, I should be clear too. Chris Forster has officially resigned, and this is unbelievable. This is a guy who's a former offensive coordinator who is now the offensive line coach. Do you know what he was making per year? He was one of the highest paid assistants in all of the NFL. His salary was valued between $2.5 million and $3 million per year. That's in the New York Times. Think about that. A $3 million a year job. Maybe you just feel bulletproof enough to make a video like that. Anyway, so you realize that both games today, and we're talking about them as sort of an entry, as these two things together because of the footprint of the size of the sports day. And it's exciting, but do keep this in mind. And this is a concern that I have, because what we have involved are two things that amplify emotion, often for the worse, often amplify dumb, bad emotion. That's Wrigley Field. I think it was Len Casper that first realized that for better or for worse, Wrigley Field is and still is, even with the refurbishments, by its nature, an amplifier of emotion. It's a building that makes things seem big. Not saying today isn't big. You also have the social media component, and Twitter does the same thing. Twitter makes small events seem big. It's easy to lose the relative size of stories, of things, of happenings, because of what Twitter does. When you combine a playoff game at Wrigley Field and social media, you get a multiplicative amplification. So it's my hope that there is at least some understanding as we transition from the urgency of the Cubs game with living and dying, and reasonably so, with every pitch today. Every pitch that's thrown, this matters. This is the championship window. And even though Cubs fans understand that they won the World Series last year, it's back. That sort of urgency is back. That feeling, that sinking feeling when the game slipped away from them, it was back Saturday. You felt it. You felt that little bad taste, that sour taste in the back of your throat. That little bit of bile creeping in when you realized it was all gone and you went from 3-1 to all of a sudden having it slip. I saw it. I saw people's faces in front of a television, a public place, and watched that look. And so it's there. That urgency's real. But then it's going to be, and this is, if they win, people will be happy, and that's one thing. And there will still be all sorts of happy energy. But if the Cubs lose, I kind of feel bad for Mitchell Trubisky. Because then you're gonna, okay, now let's watch the Bears. These are different time horizons. The Cubs are urgent. The Bears thing, not urgent at all. The Mitchell Trubisky development curve, he doesn't have to be good. The Cubs have to win for you. Cubs have to be good. Let's put it in simple terms. You know what I'm saying? I mean, obviously nothing has to happen because it's not going to change the orbit of the Earth. It's not going to change you. It's not going to, you know, not going to have to make you move or sell your children or anything, unless your betting problem is beyond what I could imagine. But the Cubs game merits every bit of your fans' intensity. And we're also, I forgot to add Gruden in, because we have the always hyperbolic, salivating John Gruden, who is, it's like him broadcasting Mitchell Trubisky's first game is like a kid getting a puppy. You know, he's going to be so beyond excited that by the end of the game, Trubisky is going to be, through perhaps less fault of yours, having watched John Gruden and knowing his apparent personal investment in this guy's success, he's going to be elevated to some sort of exalted status. So
Dak Prescott, a great leader as well.
No doubt. It might be the greatest pick in franchise history when it's all said and done.
No, he's a good player, but I think in the history of the Cowboys, and by the way, the Cowboys thing too, I don't know if you're, but apparently Jerry Jones has said that any of his players who, even though Jerry Jones is with them taking a knee, perhaps showing that he agreed with them protesting racial inequality, now is saying that they won't play if they kneel during the anthem to protest racial injustice. So the only proper response to that is every single person on the team has to kneel, forcing him to either relent or forfeit. That would be the gangster move on the part of the players, would be to do that and actually force an impossible decision right back upon him. Whether or not it even conforms to the collective bargaining agreement, I don't know. But either way, we have all these things in effect today. We have the nervous energy of the Cubs game. We have the debut of a quarterback who is just embarking. He is just setting out, getting back to Columbus and his mission to go murder people. I don't think Trubisky's going to do that, as far as I know, on his mission. I can't speak for him. So we just have to be mindful of that. But it's fun. It's a fun day. The segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers. 312-644-6767. It's fun times. Are you ready for it? And are you, I guess the question is, will you be able to compartmentalize that? Whatever the Cubs outcome is, does that infect your Bears viewing experience? Does that infect your Bears feeling? Or are you capable of flipping a switch, putting yourself in a different headspace for the Bears game? Or does everything just kind of blend together in sort of sports glass case of emotion? I'm Dan Bernstein of the Bernstein and Goff Show, up to the top of the hour on The Score.
Tonight, directly after Mitchell Trubisky's debut versus Minnesota, listen to The Score's football postgame show, starring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, and Hub Arkish, only on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Presented by Inspire Medical Systems. Take control of your sleep apnea. Visit Inspire.
Your sheets matter. Don't laugh. They matter, and you only realize it when you finally get the good sheets that you should have been sleeping on the whole time. But I know what you're saying. You're saying, I don't know anything about sheets. I don't want to go to one of these department stores and get upsold. Don't want to go to some boutique shop where they're talking about Egyptian cotton and broadsheet. Don't worry. Got you covered. Brooklinen.com. They cut out all the unnecessary markups and the manufacturing waste because great sheets shouldn't cost what they cost, and now they don't. That was the whole point of starting the company. You should be able to get luxury bedding at a low price. That's what Brooklinen does. I love mine, and if you try them, you will love them too, especially when you take advantage of this exclusive offer. Just because you're listening, Brooklinen.com is going to give you $20 off and free shipping, but only when you use the promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. In fact, Brooklinen is so confident you're going to love your new sheets, they're offering a risk-free 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. There is no reason not to give these sheets a try, so check it out. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code Dan at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code Dan. Brooklinen, these are the best.
Hey, this is Kyle Long, offensive lineman for the Chicago Bears. And around here, we all play in some tough conditions. But Ford trucks are even tougher, because Ford F-150 is the only truck with a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body, so it's lighter and faster, and it'll never rust. Plus, it's bolted to a high-strength steel frame for a solid foundation. Now that's a winning formula, and every other truck is history. Ford F-150, official truck of the NFL and your Chicago Bears.
Act now. Get the speed and reliability of Xfinity Internet for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Experience speed at a great low price. All for $19.99 a month. Call 1-800-XFINITY and ask how to get more than two times the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Xfinity delivers faster, more reliable Internet. Plus, Xfinity delivers the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. AT&T doesn't. AT&T can't give you the speed Xfinity does. Get the reliably fast speeds you need and the most Wi-Fi coverage throughout your home with Xfinity. Call 1-800-XFINITY now to get started with Performance Starter Internet for $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay enrollment. Plus, ask how to get more than double the speed for just $10 more a month for 12 months. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today to get this great offer. Without eco bill and auto pay monthly service charge increases by $5. Offer ends 10-22-17. Restrictions apply. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees extra and subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. Wi-Fi claim based on Xfinity gigabit service. Router coverage and speed on 5 gigahertz band. Speed claim based on 2016 FCC Measuring Broadband America report.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type that, stuff
that
right there.
Trestman-ish.
That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. Because it's hard to repeat.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Gruden's QB Camp with Mitchell Trubisky.
What are you listening to there?
I can't remember. Probably some Drake or...
Drake?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Take a note about Van Halen, will you?
Van Halen?
He's too young to appreciate Van Halen, isn't he? Right? I thought Van Halen was for old people. No? Is there still enough? Okay. All right. But not lately, because poor Dave Roth kind of lost the old instrument. I know Eddie can still play a little bit, but Dave, whatever, you know, the screeching and yelping and daxing, that's kind of... an old instrument, not getting it done anymore. On the northwest side, it's Joe on the Score. Hello, Joe.
B&G Show, you guys got a great deal going there, let me tell you. You know, the Cub fans out there got to relax, okay? We're still on target with the blueprint because we went into Washington. All we had to do was win one or two. Most of the experts weren't saying that we were going to get the blown out the door. That didn't happen. But we scored.
Wait. Yeah. What? Let's reel it in a little bit here,
sure,
Joe.
Go ahead.
What experts were saying they were going to get it, in
a
your
lot
words?
Of the odds,
what,
people who, out there, they're making the odds. Are saying that the Nats were going to blow us out the door. I've been hearing that no matter where I went. But the Cubs.
Wait, Joe.
Yeah.
Who said that? Because I didn't see anything that suggested that.
I have heard a lot of that.
From whom?
People talking.
Well, don't worry about people.
Oh, I don't worry about that.
But again, that's not. But it's unless it's meaningful, right, you have to filter that out.
But my thing is, they scored 6 runs in the last 18 innings, the Cubs, but the Nats also scored 6 runs in the last 18 innings. Hendricks and Lester put together.
But they're not. That's over. Now you're in a three.
I know.
Okay, this is a 3-game series
it
now.
It sure is. Okay. Outside Harper and Zimmerman, you know, the Cubs pitching the last 2 games have been. On track.
But again, don't worry about it. Those games are over now.
They're over now.
They don't have an effect on this game.
They're not. Because the Cubs.
But you keep talking about them.
Quintana is going to throw that ball. It's going to dance better than Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, let me tell you.
What do you mean, let you tell me? I don't understand.
And that's how I feel towards the Cubs coming up. This series here, we got 2 games here.
Oh, jeez.
And
What is your deal? Are you doing a bit?
Am I doing a bit?
Yeah.
No, I'm giving you my opinion of what's going to happen.
But do you, like, talk like this in real life?
Do I talk like this? Am I giving stats that are true?
I haven't heard any stats.
Well, I said the Cubs scored 6 runs in the last 18 innings.
Okay, I know. Just like the whole act, though. It's like, let me tell you.
Well, this is how I talk.
Okay, that's what I'm asking. It's not a bit.
Okay. Right, but you know what, though? I mean, like I said, I like to have a good time with all of this at the same time. But with Quintana coming in there, I think he's going to do a great job. I think he did a great outing the last couple times.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily predictive.
There's nothing predicted. You know, Harper could strike out 4 times today and nothing's going to happen, you know. But I think coming in, home cooking's going to do us real, real good. And, you know, hopefully Arrieta tomorrow is going to do a great job.
Who?
Arrieta.
Oh, Arrieta. Okay.
Okay, I'm close enough. A couple maybe vowels off, but letters off. But nonetheless, I think this is a good thing going with us right now. And I just wish the last game, Mr. Bernstein, I'm going to tell you, that we would have considered the ninth inning like the 8th inning, and we could have brought in Davis and then worried about the ninth inning after that. That's what I wish would have happened. But again, I'm not the manager. I'm just a guy that follows the Cubs real closely, and, you know, I just want to see good things happen because we want to win back-to-back World Series here.
Okay. You're speaking for a constituency?
I'm speaking for Cub fans that are diehards.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Bernstein.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it. That's a thing there. That was 3 let me tell yous, right?
I love that guy. Call back anytime.
that's a real guy, I guess, right? Maybe half a bit. Probably one of the multiple show type callers, you know, pops up places. I don't know if it's real or not, but yeah.
Post-game shows almost every night.
Okay. Yeah, there's the several texters say the guy calls the Grobstein show a lot. Okay. Well, Arrieta will be fine, I guess, in his world. That's okay. That's they're still out there. You know, there's those guys, that's probably an original Score guy. They're still circulating in our midst out there, which is that's pretty cool. I didn't think we'd get a Fred Astaire Ginger Rogers as the go-to dancing reference.
Topical, you know.
Yeah, I thought that maybe there's somebody more up to date, perhaps. But
I do like that he called you Mister, gave you the respect that you deserve.
You know what? He's an old fashioned guy, and he's set in his ways that way. That's okay. It's all good. This segment brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Are you threatening me? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Yeah, I hadn't really seen people saying that the Cubs were going to get blown out by the Nationals. But look, that was a quick reminder just how lethal this lineup can be. You know, on Friday we were talking about all looking at the team OPS and looking at the weighted runs created plus and weighted on base average of all of their regular players. And it doesn't take long in baseball. Things can flip on you quick, and that is exactly what happened. And it's a reminder that these things don't come easily, but the Cubs are prepared to have bad things happen to them. That's what Joe Maddon said beforehand. Chad is in Antioch. He's on the Score. Hey, Chad.
Yeah, you know, I'm well aware how bad Justin Wilson is. I was when we got him. But, you know, after watching the eighth inning the other night, why not just, if the opportunity comes, see if the guy can rise to the occasion with this lefty-heavy lineup? I mean, he is a power arm, and to see what we got, he is on the roster.
Yeah, you know, though, Chad, I don't know why he's on the roster if you didn't feel that you could use him in that situation. You know, it was you're right of what he should be. But in a playoff game with a 3-1 lead, it's clear that Joe didn't trust him. And if that trust isn't there, you might have to find if you're up 8-2 and you want to put him in the eighth, sure, let him work a clean inning. But I'm a little surprised that he has somebody on the roster who he clearly doesn't trust. That is a downer. The fact that you gave up a decent prospect to acquire him, he was well scouted. There was no reason to believe that he was going to drop off. But I don't know if it was an off the field thing, because if you remember when Theo was asked about him, about his struggles, it's because he's a human being. And I don't know if that betrays a certain knowledge of something specific that's been bothering him off the field. But, you know, I've had qualms about it. I've never felt good about the high leverage bullpen all year. I just haven't. You know, Dunsing's been terrific. There have been moments where Montgomery's saved your bacon, but it's outside of Wade Davis, it's white knuckle time with some of these guys, because Stroop is a guy that either he has it or he doesn't. And I don't blame Joe Maddon for going to Carl Edwards, because if you really looked at the lefty righty splits, it made sense what he was doing. It was just a terrible, terrible pitch.
Shut it down.
And I hope that everybody can share Joe's confidence in the Cubs and Quintana's dancing bulls. Our thank yous today to our video director, Brian Gertsch.
I really don't pay attention to it. I just block out the pressure, and I put a lot of pressure on myself. So I have high expectations for myself and what I'm capable of in the future. And I love ball. So for me, it's all about just playing football.
That'd be good. That's right. Play football is good when you're a football player. I advise that. Make it about playing football. It's just funny that he blocks out the pressure and puts pressure on himself. Does he then block out the pressure he puts on himself? I'm confused. Our producers, the executive producer is Nick Shepkowski.
What a game. Yeah, you guys get me when we win. So it's all good. I've been up here a few times. What a win. Team win. The only thing that's on my mind is I get to smash some ice cream tonight. Woo! Shoot!
Eric Weddle, excited about smashing his ice cream. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
What are you doing on a Saturday driving around? You hanging out with
the kids? I have to take my daughter to golf lessons. I have to go to racing, so I was going to pick her up.
All right, Mike. Good talking to you, my friend. The phone is acting very, very crazy, I must say. Right, that's Mike Francesa, who was kind enough to call in. What is up with that phone? I had to shut my mic off. I was hysterical laughing because all I hear is beep, beep, beep. Bizarre.
Were those face dials?
I suspect so, yes.
That's an all-time record for face dials. So he's got the phone jammed up against his cheek, and it's just, that's awesome. So whose show is he calling?
That's Evan Roberts on the weekend for some reason, I think. I don't know if he does like extra. These guys at the Fan, they love to work.
Wow.
Problems at home, maybe. They work like seven days a week, all of them.
At least we know one of them has had problems at home, elsewhere, at work, everywhere. All right, well, hey, it's going to be a great sports day. Twitter's going to be fun this afternoon and this evening, so I certainly will see you in that social media space, and then we plan on talking again tomorrow when we recover from the next 10 hours or so. So enjoy it. Cubs baseball is coming your way next on the home for the Cubs, Sports Radio 670, The Score.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
The Cubs and Nationals are all tied up at one game apiece in the NLDS. Game 3 is today.
Don't miss Pat Ron's hometown call. Pre-game coverage starts at 2
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by CDW and Intel. CDW.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff, afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This week in 1903, the Pilgrims beat the Pirates in the first World Series. This week in 1914, the Boston Braves sweep the Philadelphia A's, the first sweep in World Series history. Joe Wilson became the first president to attend a World Series game. This week in 1915, the Yankees became the first team to win 10 World Series. This week in 1943, this week in 1947, at the first NHL All-Star game. This week in 1968, at the first time a woman lit the Olympic flame. Frank Robinson became the first black baseball manager. This week in 1974.
Sunday morning on CBS.
Good morning. I'm Jane Pauley.
Go to the ends of the earth.
This is exciting.
You've never seen anything like it.
And reach for the stars.
Hey, this is pretty fun.
Look through a telescope and go, wow.
Da, 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 da.
Experience thought-provoking, innovative, and truly original reporting. Because there's always something new under the sun on CBS Sunday morning.
CBS Tuesday.
What do we know?
NCIS is more than a team.
Care to share?
They're smart.
I am that good.
That is not nothing.
Fearless.
Someone is going to pay for this.
Unpredictable.
I am better than ever.
And most of all,
good just triumphed over evil.
Their family.
Your family is crazy.
Yeah, but they're still family.
TV's most watched drama.
I never get tired of hearing that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
Right, starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments.